Developing Better Commercial Skills. That's the title of this series of audio booze. There will be 30 in the series, if I can help it, and it'll run throughout June 2012, and this is the first in the series. The purpose of the series is to help me to develop my ability to make money. I have certain habits which are fairly ingrained, and I want to change them, so I'm going to try to develop new habits. Now, the idea of developing a new habit every month, it was inspired by Jacqueline Carley and the community, which on Google Plus is 12 in 12, and on Twitter it's hashtag 12ER. If you'd like to join in, follow it, or you're curious, or you want to do some research. But I'm not doing this in isolation. In other words, I'm trying to develop my commerce skills, my commercial skills, my ability to make money. I'm trying to develop them within a communal context online. And I am quite sure that it's going to help me to remember that there are people out there who are already in the same community as myself doing their own thing. They're developing their own habit, and they're picking a new habit every month, and they're working on it. And good luck to them. And I will be interested to find out what habit they're developing during June. It'll enrich my perception of them, and vice versa, I think. But this series is going to focus on money. And if it's helpful to anybody else, I'll be thrilled, even if I help just one other person. So I'm starting today with the very first thing I'm going to be doing in the month of June, and it's audit. Audit. Meaning that I am going to do a little audit here in my Moleskine notebook of my existing habits in relation to money. Those habits are the things I have to change. I am capable of skill. What is the harder thing is to change an established pattern of behavior, one that I've got so familiar with that I don't really challenge it often enough. And the bottom line is that I have real people, particularly my wife, but others as well, who would like me to make more money. So I'm going to do an audit, number one, in the Moleskine notebook. I'm going to jot down the habits that I have. And I'm going to just list some now as I write them down. Well, I have a habit of not rating money very highly. I know why. I grew up, there was hardly any conversation at the dinner table at home about how the family's finances were going. In other words, I had a very, very privileged upbringing. And that gave me a disability. It prevented me from worrying about money. I always had the feeling that it'll come from somewhere. So I need, number one, that might be something I have to change. I have to, I'm just writing down, worry more about where the money is going to come from. If I do that, I will pay more attention, and I will be more hungry, and I will go after it with more alacrity. So that's one. I have to audit my habits, really. The other is that I have a habit. This is I have a habit of not sending out invoices quickly enough after doing the work. In other words, I'm very excited. I love doing work. I love sending off the work. And I get so much satisfaction out of doing that, and I feel like celebrating it after I've done the work and all that. But I'm very slow to send out the invoice. So that's point number two, really, is speed up. Well, in fact, it should be, actually, that I've got to change the order. Instead of celebrating the fact that I've completed a piece of work to the client's satisfaction, before I consider celebrating it, I should send off the bill. Because that is actually, apart from anything else, that will show the client that I respect the world of business. Client is there trying to make a living. Client is very, probably much more concerned than I am about cash flow. And the client probably isn't impressed if I don't send them the bill. I've had clients tell me that it's about time I sent them the bill. And, you know, I haven't in the past paid enough attention to that message from my clients. So there's a second point. Speed up. Deliver the invoice at the same time as I deliver the work. Hold on one second. Now, the next piece of advice I've received, and I'm giving myself now, I got from the cafe owner here. I just turned to to John McCarthy, the cafe owner here in Cafe Beva, and I told him that I'd be doing a project during the month of June in order to become more commercial. And I said, John, I'd be really receptive to any hints and tips and suggestions you care to give me. And he turned to me and he said, agree the price in advance. Fair enough, I said, I do that. But he said, it's not for free. So he's told me that I should be, he has told me, or the message I have heard from him, is that I charge a price and people are told the fee and they pay it. And that's an interesting point. So basically, price. Not free. Actually, that leads me to think, no, my stance this month is going to be, nothing I do is free. I get, it's an exchange. In other words, I agree, and I agree the price in all cases. Anyway, this is the end of the first audiobook in a 30-part series. I have a lot to learn. And if you have any comments, please let me have them around this theme, developing better commercial skills. #BetterCommerce.